Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. NPR's Rafael Nam reports the disgraced former FTX CEO was convicted last year of fraud over the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange.
Bankman-Fried heard his fate in a Manhattan courtroom. Courtroom observers say Judge Louis Kaplan chided him for not showing remorse throughout the trial. Kaplan also cautioned that Bankman-Fried will be in a position to do something very bad in the future. Bankman-Fried was convicted last year of 7 crimes mainly tied to fraud. Prosecutors had recommended 40 to 50 years. His lawyers had asked for roughly 5 to 6 years. Earlier in the hearing, he apologized for the collapse of FTX in 2022, saying he had let down a lot of people. For a time, Sam Bankman-Fried was one of the rising stars of finance. Now he'll be spending the next 25 years in prison. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore is expressing condolences to the families of the construction workers who died when the Baltimore Bridge they were working on 2 days ago collapsed. 2 bodies were recovered, but yesterday authorities said they were pausing the recovery effort for the 4 remaining victims to allow for salvaging the debris of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge and the vessel that struck it.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse.
Moore says it'll be a long road to recovery, not days or weeks. The Biden administration is announcing new guidelines for federal agencies on how they can and cannot use artificial intelligence. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the guidance sets out ways the government will be transparent in its use of AI, but there are lingering questions.
The memo from the Office of Management and Budget says that federal agencies have to be transparent and post online how they are using AI. Agencies are also required to have a chief AI officer who will oversee how AI is used at the agency. The memo says the government should grow the AI workforce as well. They're setting a goal of hiring 100 professionals by this summer. The guidance from OMB comes after an executive order on AI that President Biden signed last year, which aimed to try and provide oversight over the rapidly growing technology. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump resumed today for the first time since the defense tried, but failed to get the lead prosecutor in the case disqualified for misconduct. A hearing was held today for arguments over whether the indictment against Trump should be dismissed on First Amendment grounds. U.S. stocks mixed this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 26 points at 39,786. This is NPR. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is working to get his name on state ballots across the nation. But to do so, he's going to need a lot of money. Marisa Lagos from member station KQED in San Francisco reports Kennedy's new vice presidential pick could help.
So far, Kennedy is only on one state ballot, Utah, though his campaign and an outside political action committee say they've collected enough signatures in 7 other states to potentially qualify. The process for third-party candidates is different in each state. But one challenge is clear, says California GOP political consultant Mike Madrid.
Finding the financing, the money for a third-party candidacy is extraordinarily difficult to find.
Kennedy may have just made that easier. He recently named wealthy tech entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. While her net worth is unknown, she divorced former Google co-founder and billionaire Sergey Brin 2 years ago and has already plowed $4 million into a Kennedy Super Bowl ad. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
In France, the lower house approved a bill that bans discrimination over the texture, length, color, or style of someone's hair. Supporters celebrated today's vote in favor of strengthening protections for blacks and others who have faced hostility in the workplace and other spaces. But opponents argue existing law already provides protections against discrimination. In the National Assembly, only 50 of the 577 lawmakers were on hand for the vote. The bill heads next to France's conservative-led Senate, where it faces an uphill battle. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the NPR Wine Club. NPR Wine Club members have contributed over $1.5 million to helping create a more informed public. Be 21. Join the charge at nprwineclub.org/podcast.